Hey friends, it's December 3rd. Welcome to Pray Today. Yesterday, I talked to you about praying for God's will. Today, I want to talk to you about something we have had as a continuous theme throughout 2021, and that is persistent prayer. And you probably have it memorized by now, but 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray continually or pray without ceasing. In other words, don't stop praying. Now listen, submitting to God's will is not the enemy of praying persistently. It's not the enemy of asking God, petitioning God for things. Do you remember what James 5:16 says? It's talking about the prayer of righteous people. It says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. But I wouldn't be giving you the full context if I don't back up just a little bit. It says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Did you notice that it's important that confession happens as we pray for what we need? And then when we have taken care of sin in our lives, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I want to take you to one more place, and this is Micah, Old Testament minor prophet, Micah 7:7. Should be easy to remember. In Micah 7:7, he's talking about Israel and all of the misery that Israel, that the Israelites, that the Jewish nation, the Hebrews are going through. And here's what Micah says. He says, but as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Do you think Micah just prayed once? Okay, I'm going to pray once and then I'm going to just wait on God. No, I don't think so. I believe that Micah prayed persistently, and because of his persistent prayers, he seems certain that God will hear him. Do you see the confidence in that? My God will hear me. So remember, praying for God's will is not the enemy of praying persistent with the right heart. Let's pray about that. Lord, what an interesting dance it is between asking for your will and still asking for things. And Lord, I guess the bottom line of the deal is I want my will to line up with your will. And Lord, I believe that if I have taken care, if I'm addressing sin in my life, then those sins can't get in the way of effective prayer. And Lord, I believe that if I deal with sin in my life and I am working to walk with you on a daily basis and I'm seeking you and I'm growing in you, then I believe the closer I get to you, the closer my will be to your will. But Lord, again, I think back to Jesus in the garden, and there was a moment where his will did not line up with your will when Jesus said, take this cup from me. He was saying, Father, I don't want this. I don't like where this is going. I don't want to go through this. But then, Father, he submitted his will to you. Lord, he knew all along what the end was going to be like, but he had a moment in his humanness of weakness. And in that moment, he cried out to you. But in that crying out, Lord, he asked for your will. So God, whatever my friends are going through, Lord, remind us that we're to be persistent in prayer. Remind us to pray with the confidence that Micah did. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Lord, we know you will hear us. Father, we want to trust you in whatever the outcomes for the difficulties in our life may bring. We will not give up on you. Thank you, Father, for never giving up on us, for calling us worthy to be your children, your followers. Walk with us, Lord, and give us that confidence that you hear our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.